When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Yeah. What's up?
Welcome to our bonus podcast, Overpromised, Covino and Rich. We do this when we can't fit all the fun into our two-hour show. Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 on the West Side. We're live from L.A. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Welcome to our first show of the spring.
That's what's up.
Yeah, buddy. Excited for the weekend. And thank you for being here. Maybe you heard about us from the Colin Cowherd shout out today.
He did give us some love today. Yo, I got some dumb shit to ask you right out the gate. Before we get into Ohtani and some terrible promotional ideas in the world of sports.
Yeah.
How many t-shirts do you think you own?
Honestly, I have stacks. You're asking the wrong
guy. Your daddy stacks, but what do you think?
Hundreds. Like, okay. All right. To be fair, I got rid of a bunch. 150 maybe.
Okay. How many are in rotation?
12, always the ones on top.
No, I saw a meme that hit me
maybe
right here.
Six.
It said, I own 200 t-shirts, 9 are in rotation.
It's true, man. You gotta flip the piles. You gotta do the switcheroo.
I'm saying it's springtime, so yeah. You're breaking out those t-shirts. If you have 200 t-shirts, throw that shit out or put them in rotation.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's spring again. Damn. Everybody knows it's spring again, which means to me,
Baseball.
Yeah.
You know what I always think? I think, you know what baseball means to me? Starting the season arbitrarily at 3 a.m. in Seoul, Korea.
Well,
I don't think that's the move. Baseball, you know, I don't know.
It's already started. I mean, what are you talking about? This guy has no soul. He has no soul. But it starts for the rest of us a week from today. I'm very pumped. I'm a Yankees fan. Rich is a Mets fan. But the Dodgers fans, their butts are clenching a little bit right now because they're like, ooh, we don't need this controversy to start off the season.
By the way, the Japanese superstars, not a good week. Not the best week ever. I mean, Ohtani, we're going to get to that drama in a second, but Yamamoto lit up. I know it's only one game. Who gives a crap? But do you really want your first start? It's like bowling and having like a 6 open frame in your first frame. Like, can we start over?
It's not a good tone setter, but it really doesn't mean a whole lot.
Like the first
right
time
now.
You get with a girl, you'd be like, ugh. And you're like, oh, I'm usually better. Like, Yamamoto?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please.
I've heard. Nah, I don't know what he's talking about. Well, you guys know what he's talking about?
I broke this down yesterday on our Fox Sports radio show, so much so that even Colin Cowherd was giving me shouts. So, Ohtani, here's the story. His interpreter apparently stole money. I'm going to say it's not stolen. Stole money to place illegal bets. My theory is simple. Ohtani and his dude, who's been his best friend since he's moved to the United States. Look, we're talking about the guy, his right-hand man, his interpreter from the Angel days until now. This guy placed illegal bets. Now, baseball players can bet on any sport legally except baseball or softball.
What do you think Pete Rose is doing right now? Eating his popcorn?
I think he is. But it's not a matter of did he do anything wrong according to MLB. It's a matter of Did he bet illegally through a bookie in the state of California, Orange County? That would be illegal. That's like a big time crime, especially with that amount of money. So I say cover up. I say scandal. I say this dude fell on the sword for his best pal Otani. He's like, listen, they're pounding it up and, you know, bro hugging and ass slapping in the dugout. An hour later, fired like he's the worst guy in the world. He is covering for his friend. And Otani's like, listen, I'm going to make like $1 billion. I got you. Take the fall.
So essentially the interpreter who's gone back and forth on a story, which caused a lot of speculation, yeah, is the fall guy here for Otani. And I do agree with Rich. There's something shady going on there. You know, Otani is just trying to cover up his name at this point, trying to save face. So the interpreter is the bad guy. But one could also speculate that Otani, being such a man of honor, Japanese culture, the discipline he has in life just to be who he is, you think he'd throw his best bud under the bus like that by calling him a thief?
As they said in the movie Twins back in 1988, money talks and bullshit walks. Money talks, bro, and if you're making $700 million and the guy's going to make $1 billion playing baseball in the States, I think his buddy's going to be fine. Maybe he has to go to court. Who knows? It could be more serious, but I think this is a great example of a cover-up for a friend. This happens in the world of music, sports, entertainment all the time. Dude, it happens in your regular day life. You're telling me you never covered up for a buddy. I had a boss when I first started in radio, and I felt really uneasy doing this.
Yeah.
My first boss, rest in peace, the guy passed away. His name was Tommy. Tommy would be off doing God knows what. He would come by the radio studio when I was doing like the late night show. And he's like, just so you know, and so my wife knows and everyone knows, you and I had a burger tonight at the bar and I was with you. Bye. And I felt shitty about it, but he was my boss and I was like, all right.
And you were a young kid.
I'll be your cover up.
And I think, yeah, I've dealt with a lot of that. I still deal with it because I got some shady friends in my life and I'm making a statement today. I think I'm done with it. Why do I gotta lie as an adult for someone else? I don't like to lie. I don't like the feeling of it, and I don't want to be involved in your scandals.
Listen,
so moving forward, I'm not playing your signals. I'm not playing your head nods, right? Right. We went out to dinner. You remember? And if you're gonna do this, you got to run it past your alibi. You got to run it past your scapegoat. You got to run it past your guy because till this day, you know, women will come up to me and be like, "So how was the movie?" And I'm like, "Movie." Yeah. And then I'll look at my bud. My bud will be like, he'll give me like hand signals, hand gestures. I'm like, I didn't see the signal. I thought the indicator was the nose to the hat. And I'm like, oh, the movie. Yeah, it was great. Meanwhile, this guy's up to no good, like you said, up to shady behavior. So not only do I not want to be a part of it moving forward, but if you're going to involve me, at least give me the courtesy of letting me know that I was involved, you know, with your restaurant story or the movie we went to or something like that.
Camino, did you like drinks in Dune 2?
You're like, Dune 2? It's funny you bring up Dune 2.
Oh, yeah, the Dune 2.
We'll be talking about Dune 2 in a few minutes. But when you think of these scandals like this Otani story or this cover-up, I mean, it's not the first time we've heard about it. We hear about it all the time in politics, from Watergate to priests, right? You hear about these cover-ups all the time. In sports, one of my favorites is kind of recent. Fernando Tatis gets caught with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. He's suspended from the Padres for 80 games. And then what does he say? He says, oh, no, it's a cream for a skin condition I had. Now, you could believe that or you could say, yeah, okay, nice try at a cover-up. I'm not buying into that. That's how I felt initially. I mean, anything could happen. But to me, I was like, yeah, all right, cover-up.
I'm not saying this is true. In fact, it could be BS, but I remember when we were younger, when Michael Jordan dipped away from the NBA for a couple years, there's the cover-up that many people think he was told, we could suspend you or you could voluntarily say I'm dipping away.
Well, he was definitely gambling, doing a lot of gambling, maybe got caught up into something and the NBA said, hey, you have a choice to make. And then when the smoke clears, maybe you come back.
Cover-up.
You know, I think there's a lot of
scandal,
a lot of I don't want to say truth to that, but
all right, if you're Otani's dude, I'm not saying, again, this is all speculation. If you're Otani's dude, the interpreter who's his best friend, if he said, listen, take the heat. You're the guy that made these illegal bets. you quote stole money from me. I'll do the whole like, you stole money. You're lucky I don't press charges.
That's a major accusation, especially again, I just came back from Japan. It is about respect and honor. So basically Ohtani's saying, yeah, you just got to let me drag your name through the mud. Why would this guy be so willing to do that?
But if I said, let me drag your name through the mud and say, you're lucky I don't press charges, but I'll cover all the legal charges, the money, the lawyers. And you know what? You'll be the highest paid interpreter slash consultant ever. Here's $5 million, friend. It's a big conspiracy cover-up, if you ask me.
No, and you know what? I do agree with Rich. Something fishy going on there. Again, he went back and forth. He told Ohtani about it. Oh, but Ohtani never knew about it. The story changed like 3 or 4 times. And when that happens, that just means there's a lot of lying going on.
Have you ever been, here's the interesting part, have you ever been someone's cover-up and they hate you like their wife? We have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Who, let's just say, when he was up to shenanigans, when he was up to no good back in the 2000s, let's say he was, let's just say, out and about with other women, it was always, oh, I'm out with Covino and Rich. His woman was like, Covino and Rich are a piece of shit. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
This mutual friend of ours' woman sent us a nasty gram one time. We're like, what? We didn't even know we were involved in his cover-up scandals.
So, again, keep the people involved in your cover-up. Yep. If you're going to be sleazy, which I don't endorse. I said,
make it clear as of today.
Yeah.
I'm nobody's fall guy. I'm nobody's alibi. And I'm not lying just because you're up to no good. I want no involvement anymore moving forward.
That's for
with
you.
Any shady behavior.
I can be bought.
You want to be?
I can be bought. Right. I can be bought.
Hey, there you go.
It was Rich, me, Ohtani.
Ohtani's new interpreter, everybody. Yeah. Rich Davis.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
It's funny. One of my exes.
Sunkai, bro. Sunkai.
I'll be honest.
That means respect. Respect, bro. Sunkai.
Let's just say I was at the end of a not great relationship. My ex had moved out of the house we were in together. And I was out and about, let's just say, having fun. But she was still up my ass. Like, where are you? What are you doing? And in my mind, I'm like, we're not together really anymore. I had an old coworker. You know him. He works at SiriusXM. Jared. Jared was my cover-up for like a year of my life. But I told him, I was like, listen, dude, anytime I'm up to something, which I could sort of do because we're not even together, I told this girl I'm with you. So if it ever comes up, like, we hang out all the time. He's like, all right.
He's a good guy. But again, it sounds like young guy antics. Too old for that shit. I'm trying to be part of your deceit.
If someone of true money and clout was like, Covino, take the fall for this. It's going to be worth your while. You're so anti-taking the fall. You have this honor?
Depends, man. This guy, that's his job. He's an interpreter. He had a reputation. He's done it for a long time. So again, is it going to affect my character, affect my future, affect my profession? Money means a lot. I get it.
Yeah.
But if that's the story, you heard it here first.
I mean, money Rich means Davis a lot.
And Dan Beyer and myself, we all talked about it yesterday on Fox Sports Radio. It's been a developing story. I don't think it's going away, but you know how you make it go away real quick? Lots of production and home runs from Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. You know what? You say we always have this argument, you and I. What does money mean? I'll tell you what money means. Earlier today on our other podcast, our Patreon, we're talking about the abnormal, ridiculous cost of college for your daughter and my kids one day. Hey, I got it covered. I'm Ohtani. You're not taking it? You are. You are. You're the fall guy. You'll land on the sword.
The fall guy. That's the story. It's a big story. Don't be mistaken. There's some scandal going on, and he's the biggest name in baseball. But again, the official season starts a week from today, and I am pumped.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And you know what else is cool about baseball? I'll tell you. Promotional giveaways. Bobbleheads, yeah. Things like that. Hey, come to opening day, get yourself an Aaron Judge. You'll never get one this cool, but I love that.
Who got you that?
Uncle Joe.
Yeah, what a guy.
Actually, my mom bought me this. Uncle Joe got the one behind me. Mariano Rivera. You see that one?
There it is. Oh, yeah.
You're such a Yankee weenie. My mom bought me this one. But speaking of weenies, Rich.
Yeah.
They're part of our worst promotional items of all time. There's a story.
Yeah.
And it involves a movie. You already referenced it, Dune 2.
Now, I must be missing something because I watched Dune 1. It's available, I think, on HBO Max or Hulu or something. I got 15, 20 minutes in three times, and I'm like...
Like the original Dune? Like the first
Dune? No, the Dune from 2020.
Okay.
And I find myself scrolling on my phone. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm like, yo, why can't I focus? I guess you got to be really into Dune. Not for me. But Dune 2 is a big deal, made a ton of money in the box office, and they were giving away promotional popcorn buckets. They look pretty cool. It sort of looks like, honestly, looks like something you would stick your junk in, like one of those man sex toys.
Looks like a bunghole. It does. It looks like a sex toy, and that's part of the reason it's gone viral. Yeah, this looks like a sex toy that could hurt you a little bit.
Would you stick your junk in that? What?
It's also... gone viral because people are selling it on eBay for like $150 right now.
$420? Look at this.
Yeah, look at this. Ridiculous.
So some promotional items hit, some don't. And we thought of some of the ones in the world of sports that really hit home. Now, this is before my time because, you know, you're an old guy and I'm so young.
No, it's just a classic clip. Yeah. It's after Reggie became Mr. October, 1978 opening day. If you're a Yankees fan, you see this often. Michael Kay loves to talk about how good the Reggie bar really was. He was there and it was peanuts and caramel. But what happened was Mr. October, Reggie Jackson hits a home run opening day when they gave out Reggie bars to all the fans. And immediately... they start throwing them all over the field. They have to stop the game. People have to go out, pick them all up. But it was a famous, famous clip where the Reggie bar, although it had a successful run and apparently was really tasty, it was sort of a failure to throw them, to give them out for the fans to throw out onto the field.
Peanuts and a super chocolatey covering. Reggie, the candy they named after me. Reggie, you taste pretty good.
Yeah, but not meant to be thrown on the field in a candy bar blizzard, as they called it in the headlines. And that makes me think of one I was personally at. I wasn't there in 78.
That was
Rich.
Before I was born. I think of Reggie Jackson. I think of him as an angel trying to kill the queen. Do you remember that? That was another, my memory of Reggie Jackson.
I think there was a cover-up involved. I'm not sure. But It makes me think of one back in 99. Now, this is something I was a part of. I was working in terrestrial radio, K-Rock New York, and we had our dysfunctional family picnic, our big summer concert.
What'd you bring, watermelon?
Yes,
some watermelon. Some cold cuts?
It was Jones Beach in New York, concert venue.
It's a great place to watch a show.
And someone from our marketing department, let's just say someone, came up with the bright idea to hand out glow sticks for the event. Dude, the second Rage hit the stage, Rage Against the Machine, everybody was so intense and full of fury and fire on this hot summer day. Everybody took their glow sticks and just started throwing them all around. So as the nighttime hit, you just see people getting pelted in the face.
Come on.
Like, you know, just launching glow sticks onto the stage.
It's just a terrible
hitting
idea.
People were getting hit in the nose and the eyes. Again, just people swinging them around. The glow sticks became a weapon throughout that night. So not such
it's
a great
like
idea.
Back in the day when they would give out mini bats and they're like, bad idea. Now, there's something else people were throwing around. But first, you and I always reference this because I remember feeling so bad for the guy. We all remember baseball player Jorge Cantu, right?
Yeah, he was a vato loco forever.
Now, Jorge Cantu, not to sound like a dick, he didn't have the best skin. He had, you know, acne and those pock marks. And I remember him being upset. And at the time when he was on the Florida Marlins, they did a bobblehead, but the bobblehead had pimples on it.
Yeah, instead of like making the bobblehead look better maybe than he does. I mean, did you really have to include that random detail?
You know, fun fact, old presidents, like before cameras, they'd be like, yeah, make my nose better.
Yeah, in his
make
defense.
Make my hair better.
By the way, in his defense, they could have made the bobblehead look like Jorge Cantu minus the acne scars, right?
So
but
much
they
so.
Really made it bad. It's so bad that we couldn't even find an image of it online because he probably had the internet wiped because he was embarrassed.
So
and it looked, I remember thinking, yeah, that was bad. They did him dirty with that.
If you have one of these, it might be the ultimate collector's item because Spock couldn't find an image of it.
A bad promotional giveaway.
A single one of it.
Yeah. No, but I remember that story. Yeah, they did him dirty.
But talk about throwing things on the field and like stupid, shitty promotional ideas. They
That's
had
like if they made a Rich Davis bobblehead and they included his weak-ass hairline. Like, couldn't they make it better? Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
This is
I'm sorry, man. I'm
like
sorry.
This hair. They had to do away with this year. They said, sorry, Philadelphia fans. You can only blame yourself. They had to stop doing dollar hot dog night because what do you think is going to happen when you say hot dogs are only a dollar? People start throwing dogs around.
Food fight.
Food fight. Literally the outfield. Hot dogs everywhere.
Speaking of food fights, you know what kids are doing nowadays at high school lunch? I'm so mad I didn't think of it. You know what the carrot launcher is?
I'm sorry, what?
The carrot launcher?
The carrot launcher. It's how kids start food fights nowadays. Yeah. The carrot launcher. They take the Ziploc bag and they inflate it so there's air in it and they put a carrot on there. And just, poof, the carrot goes flying.
Food fight.
Hot dogs are flying as a result,
that
man.
Funny. I like it. Something else you could throw onto this. Joe Mauer, recently inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Great hitting catcher.
You know what, does not belong in the Hall of Fame?
What?
His sideburns. The Twins did a Joe Mauer sideburn night.
Look how stupid that looks. That is just so dumb. It really is. You know, but it is kind of funny. Yeah, you see these kids with the sideburns. It's like Yankees doing mustache night for Nestor Cortez or something like that. Everyone's rocking, little kids rocking mustachios. But yeah, the sideburn night, hilarious, but dumb. And that's what we're talking about.
August 10th, 2012.
Worst promotional giveaways.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Yeah, you know, somebody still has that hoping that it's worth something.
Our boss Scott does. He's a big Twins fan.
Yeah, he is. He's like, I'm still holding on to these bad boys.
Go to his house. He has it on his mantle. Yeah. By Joe Mauer sideburns.
The Joe Mauer sideburn collection.
Now, let
is
me
that
take,
a Merkin or a Joe Mauer sideburn?
Let me take you back to the 90s. Out here in Los Angeles, we weren't here yet.
Yeah.
You were living on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers decided to, you would think by the 90s, this would have been worked out, like, bad idea. They did baseball night at Dodger Stadium. Tommy Lasorda gets in a fight with the umpire. He gets thrown out to back up Lasorda. The fans like, yeah, and they all start throwing the baseballs on the field.
Well, no one could have predicted that, right? Because you don't want to get rid of your baseball. But when the sorta gets thrown out,
umpire Jim Quick talks with Tommy.
It makes sense.
He pulls the players in. The game delayed a few minutes. Then in the bottom of the eighth, two-one cards. Eric Caro strikes out looking.
But you know what? I'm wondering if now that's why. It's probably budget reason, obviously. But you know when they say first 14,000-15,000 in gets X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, because they're like, yeah, we don't want to deal with these hassles anymore. So yeah, we'll only give it to like the first 10,000 people or something like that. Well, but I'm sure they're saving money too.
Enjoy your baseball season. We're, what, like a week away? You know what was a bummer for Mets fans last year? Edwin Diaz.
Everything?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. You can end it there. Everything. Everything was a bummer. Yeah. No, Edwin Diaz got hurt in the World Baseball Classic. And that's like the Mets' identity the year before. Remember Timmy Trumpets and like Edwin Diaz with that awesome entrance out of the bullpen?
Didn't you get that Edwin Diaz like Vuvuzela on promotional night?
It was halfway through the year when the Mets sucked.
Yeah.
And Edwin Diaz hadn't played all year because of the injury. And they had like Timmy Trumpets bobblehead night with the trumpet. And it's like, oh, maybe you should have canned that one until the next year.
Yeah, save those bad boys. Save the inventory.
Oh, by the way, have you seen he's made his first entrance to Timmy Trumpets again?
No, I must have missed that.
I know it's spring training, but he struck out the side, three strikeouts, and it was like, Edwin Diaz, back!
Sweet, I'll give you a low five, bro.
A low five,
yeah,
man.
Perfect. All right, awesome. Yeah, but hey, get excited for baseball, and I want to know your thoughts on this cover-up. Are you buying into this Ohtani story? Is the interpreter the fall guy? What's your thoughts on this? Are you buying into our theory? Cowherd is. So let us know at Covino and Rich on social media. And if you have any other worst promo giveaways, maybe you have one. Share it.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
Goodbye. Timmy Trumpets.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than a quarter million satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.